What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Fit for Life with Aunt Julie and Ross podcast.
Hey team.
It has been over a month since Ross and I jumped on the podcast. We do definitely want to get back into them, but we thought we would kick start our consistent podcast episodes off with one kind of updating you on where we're at for our fitness journeys and tips for how you can make a shred easier, because we are both currently shredding and I am 6 weeks out from the WBFF in Atlantic City.
Yeah, how's that all going?
Well, I mean, shredding, it doesn't seem to get easier as each one rolls around. I guess you get better at handling it and you get better at implementing things to make it easier, but it definitely takes a toll on you when you've been in a deficit for a while. So at 6 weeks out now, I've just had a new calorie drop. My calories now are under 1600, and of course calories need to be calculated to you and your personalized goals and stats and things like that. So I never like to share my exact macros and things online, but yeah, for me to be under 1600 calories is definitely a change, and I'm on day two of doing that. So I mean, ask me how I'm going in a few weeks time. But yeah, how are you going with your shred? What's the plan?
Yeah, so again, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. It really depends on your goals in terms of like how long you want to do it for and all that sort of stuff. And a shred doesn't have to be particularly difficult if you're just wanting to lose a couple of kilos. Obviously, a competition prep like Aunt Julie's doing is a lot more difficult and a lot, I guess, longer and more challenging. For me, I'm just looking to do a mini cut. So a couple of pairs of winter pants that I want to be able to fit for our trip over to New York and Atlantic City. So that was the primary reason for doing it. Obviously, summer's also around the corner here in New Zealand, so I'm just looking to drop a couple of kilos, mainly so I can fit those winter pants. But yeah, that's my primary goal.
Yeah, awesome. So for you, I guess you'll know when to end the shred. It's just when you can fit your pants, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, funny. So a lot of people ask, you know, how do I know when to end a shred? And how do I know when to get out of a calorie deficit? So just to recap for anyone that's new, we do have a lot of podcasts covering, you know, how to lose fat, you know, tips for fat loss and all of that. It's one of our most popular podcast episodes. But today I really wanted to talk about the differences in what Ross and I are doing for our shred goals, because mine's obviously very specific to be competing, whereas his is just to fit his winter pants and drop a few kilos. So in terms of your food within your calorie range for your calorie deficit, like what does that look like? Are you being flexible? Are you cutting out any food groups or?
No, I don't, like I eat pretty, I guess you would say clean-ish year round. Like I don't really, I don't have fast food really, don't really drink too much alcohol. I have a treat most days, but it's such a small portion of my calorie intake that it doesn't really make a huge difference. But no, like I don't really change too much of what I eat. I just lower the quantity. So it's perhaps just not as much as I'd normally be eating. It's just smaller portions.
Yeah. And you still enjoy everything that you eat, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a really important part of shredding, is that you don't have to choose chicken and broccoli. You might actually really enjoy chicken and broccoli. So, you know, if that's your thing, then that's great. But you don't have to necessarily cut out all of your favorite foods. It really is coming back to that calorie intake. If your diet's terrible, then yeah, you probably will need to cut some certain foods out. But, you know, I really like sweet potato, and I really like chicken, and I really like things like shoot apples. Yeah. A bit of a snack at the moment. I have dark chocolate in the afternoons, you know, that sort of stuff. Fit within my calories though.
Yeah, definitely. So the differences mainly between Ross and I going for a comp prep versus wanting to lose a couple of kilos is obviously we are two very different people. We're different genders and all of that. So we have complete different calorie intakes. Usually if I was just aiming for a general fat loss goal, I would, you know, be more flexible with my food. And I have been really flexible leading up to this competition. It's only now that I actually put on my Instagram stories that I'm in quote marks cleaning up my nutrition a little bit. And I don't like to label foods as good, bad, junk, clean, dirty, cheat meals, all of that, because I do think it can really set people up for a bad relationship with food. And I've been there before. However, when I say I'm cleaning up my nutrition leading into the stage for these last 6 weeks, what I really mean, and I did want to talk about this today to just elaborate a little bit further, is I am really choosing foods that are going to help optimize my sleep, my performance, my recovery, help with satiation. So I'm not putting chocolate on my baked oats in the morning. I'm not choosing to have Oreo crumbs on my oats. I'll choose to have something like raspberries. I'm really being conscious of absolutely everything that I put into my body and measuring everything to the gram. Whereas before, I was making these healthier version, quote mark, or lower calorie, lower fat type cheesecakes, and having a lot more flexibility with my nutrition. But now it's really about keeping it as simple as I can, keeping it as easy as I can to make sure that my adherence is on point. I'm not introducing anything that's going to negatively impact my sleep or my energy, my digestion, and really focusing on that. So that's what I mean when I say I'm cleaning up my nutrition. It doesn't mean that I'm labeling foods as clean or dirty or good or bad. I'm just being aware of what I'm putting into my body and making sure that it's in alignment with my goal, which is to get on stage in the best shape of my life. And it's also super important to note that a goal of competing and taking things to the next level versus losing, up to 5 kilos is very different. For me to get from where I am now, which is like kind of lean with abs, to getting like, a bit leaner, is going to be a lot harder than it is just to lose like a couple of kilos for me. I mean, I think I'm down maybe 4 kilos now, and I've probably still got another 2 to go. And yeah, that's going to be a grind for me.
Yeah, I think that's interesting part of, like, I guess competition prep is that it's really extreme levels of leanness, right? It's not really like something you would sit at year round, nor would you recommend that most people sit at year round. So it is challenging. It is definitely going to be more grueling than a standard sort of shred or cut. And I guess if you're going into competing, that's something that you understand and you've obviously had lots of experience with it, so
Yeah,
know
lots.
what to expect.
Yeah, definitely. So when it comes to getting out of a deficit, so let's talk about what that's going to look like for you. So your, goal is to fit your pants, maybe lose a couple of kilos, and then what are you going to do after this?
Yeah, I'll jump straight to maintenance because I haven't really been in a shred very long. There was, no reason for me to, I guess, work calories up. I may as well just jump back up to maintenance.
Yeah, and when you say you haven't really been in a deficit for long and you're not intending to be in one for long, like how long are we talking? Like 4 weeks, 5, 6 weeks? What do you
Yeah, it
think?
really depends on how it goes, but 2 to 6 weeks is really the goal. So, 2 kilos or 2 to 3 kilos really isn't that much, and you can lose sort of up to a kilo per week if you're really consistent and going pretty hard at it. So, yeah, 2 to 6 weeks. Don't know. See how it goes.
Awesome, cool. And then, whereas for me, I started my deficit in August. It's now October, and I've still got 6 weeks till show. So, this is a longer deficit than Ross is doing. And the goal is to maintain as much muscle as possible, take it slowly, make sure I'm pushing my weights up in the gyms, keeping really as much muscle as I can whilst losing fat, keeping my shape so that I can step on stage, and just taking a really, I guess, slower approach to the fat loss journey. So after that, it really depends how coaches want to handle it. Some people jump their clients up to their new maintenance. Some people will slowly increase their calories. Some people will take like a more aggressive jump up. It really depends on the individual and how they're feeling. If you're someone that really wants to try and maintain a lean shape post comp, chances are you're going to really battle with the view you have of yourself as you're, getting less lean. And it is not easy to stay comp lean, which is why pretty much no one stays comp lean year round, especially if you're trying to do it naturally. So for me, my calories will probably jump up a few hundred, and then from there I'll go up to my new maintenance. And I mean, we're going to be traveling America after comp anyway, so I'll have about a week of just hitting protein and being mindful with my nutrition and taking more of an intuitive approach to it, because I'm probably not going to be weighing all my foods post comp while we're traveling Orlando and going to the theme park. So yeah, in terms of your activity during your shred, how has this varied from your build phase, like steps, training in the gym?
Yeah, training in the gym is about the same. Obviously, the goal is still muscle maintenance on a shred for any shred. But we've bought a treadmill. Well, I bought a treadmill laptop stand, so my steps have increased from, I don't know, like 5,000 up to 10,000. So I guess a double increase on the daily, which has really been helpful. And yeah, I'm able just to continue working and getting my extra movement in, which is something that I really didn't have time for outside of your standard workouts beforehand. But now can fit it in while doing something else as well, which is great.
Yeah, Ross even takes some video calls and things on the treadmill with his desk set up. And I actually think it's amazing. I've been finding it really good to be able to do emails or video editing on the treadmill. And of course, not everyone's going to buy a treadmill for their house, but I have seen a lot of other cool gadgets now that have come out since, the lockdowns and things started happening, like a walking pad that you can get for a few hundred dollars. You can put it in front of the TV, and it's literally just a pad that goes around on a cycle, and you can walk on it while you're watching Netflix or whatever in the afternoon. So for those of you that either work from home, maybe you have a standing desk, or maybe you have a desk job. It can be really handy to get something like that. And I don't really see that as an expense. I see that as an investment in yourself. Because if you're currently doing, 3,000 steps a day, sitting down for most of the day, you've probably got like tight hip flexors, probably sore lower back, maybe a weak core, and all these other impacting things to your overall well-being, then getting something like a walking pad can be really good for you, and just get you moving a little bit more, which makes a significant difference to your overall well-being as well as, your fat loss goals if that's your goal. And I know a lot of people listening to this will struggle to hit anywhere upwards of 7,000 steps a day. It's a common thing I hear. Awesome. So, in terms of supplements, I have had so many people recently asking me about sups as I've been posting. What supplements do you take? So, like, what's your morning routine look like in terms of supplements?
Yeah, the main one is creatine. I have pre-workout mainly because I don't know. I feel like I work out way better with it. It's just that caffeine, I guess that caffeine hit. So if you're someone who likes coffee instead, then have something like that. But again, it's going to depend on tolerance. But that's about it when it comes to supplements. I have creatine and pre-workout for the energy boost.
Yeah, definitely. And to be honest, Ross and I have talked about supplements like quite a bit just between the two of us. We actually love them because they taste really yummy. Like if you get a good flavored supplement, it can just be such a nice thing to have in the morning before you work out.
I think it's a mental thing as well. Like I feel like when I don't have pre-workout, obviously there's the caffeine boost, but I feel like I just train harder because I was like, I've had pre-workout now, I've got to train hard.
Yeah, I agree too. And like, I personally have been using OxyShred. I've been using that for years now. And I had someone today ask me, do I have it fasted? What's it do? And at the end of the day, I'm just someone that doesn't like coffee. I don't know what it is. I love the smell of it. I don't love the taste of it. It's not something that I want to drink for caffeine. We wake up at 4:30 most mornings, aside from my sleep-ins on prep. And you know what? It just tastes good to have a nice sweet drink in the morning with some caffeine to give me that little pick-me-up when I go into the gym. And that's a personal choice. Like Ross said, if you like coffee, you could have coffee. You could have a cold brew. Same kind of effect. It's got the caffeine to boost your energy. It can also help with appetite suppressant, and if you enjoy it, then it's going to be a good pick me up. But I'm not having it fasted currently. I've been eating for the past few months before I train. So I have honey on crumpets in the morning, first thing when we wake up. Then I have my OxyShred, head into the gym, knock out my workout, and I also am taking creatine monohydrate. I take that year round, 5 grams a day, just to help with endurance, stamina, and building lean muscle. And then when it comes to other supplements, to be honest, like I've always said, supplements are there to supplement your nutrition and training. Other things I like to take on prep are EAA aminos. They taste good. I feel like it's just something nice to have while I'm training and when I'm doing steps.
Yeah, I feel like all those fat burners and stuff like that, it really comes down to diet adherence. Like if it helps you have energy and you feel like you stick to your diet better with it, then that's great. But if you're overeating and you're taking a fat burner, that's just a waste of money. So really comes back to that diet adherence. Sometimes like I'll have a OxyShred, for example, in the mid morning. It's mainly because I'm getting hungry. So
Yeah, me
it
too.
helps me with diet adherence, that caffeine boost. But you could have a coffee instead and you'd get a pretty similar effect. Again, provided that you're sticking to your diet. If you're not sticking to your diet, then
Nothing's going to
yeah,
help you, really.
any fat burner is just a waste of money and time.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm the same as Ross. I like to have an OxyShred at about 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. Just so that I can push out my snack from the morning to the afternoon and have more food in the afternoon. Especially as I get to lower calories, I like to space my meals out. So that really leads us on to the next kind of part of the podcast, which is tips to make shredding easier. So Let's be honest, being in a calorie deficit is never going to be super easy. When you first go into a deficit, you either have two things. You one might find it like easy because you've been on high calories and it's just fine and you adjust to it really easily. Otherwise, you might find it hard to adjust to it. And then after a few days, you really get into the swing of it and you're fine and you could keep going. But I think it would be really good for us to just to share some of our tips to make things easier. So what's something that you like to do in a shred?
Well, I think the first piece of advice is to whatever you choose, make sure you're effective with it. Like, there is no point doing a shred if you're going to be good Monday to Friday and then blow out your calories in the weekend and like lessen your deficit. Like, that is absolute waste of time. So I am someone who will aim to be real effective with what I'm doing. So if I'm doing a shred, I'm making sure that I'm sticking to it. And then picking something that you find is going to work for you, because for some people, and I've seen this, I think Lane Norton talked about this, where he'll do like a 2 week block of shredding followed by a 2 week phase of maintenance, and then repeat those blocks until he gets to his goal. Where others will pick, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it is for you, pick what's going to work, and then I guess just make sure you're being effective is my first piece of advice, because otherwise you are wasting your time.
Yeah, and things like what Ross said about Lane Norton doing 2 weeks on and 2 weeks on maintenance, that only works with that magical C word, consistency. Because if you are doing 2 weeks solid consistent, but then in your maintenance, you're actually not at maintenance, you're just having a 2 week free for all, and then going back to a deficit, you're actually going to go in circles because over the course of, a month, you're just eating at maintenance, in which you may as well have just stayed at maintenance and enjoyed getting stronger. So, like Ross said, if you have a goal, get a plan in place and then be consistent with it. Aim to get in and out of the shred. Time and time again, I've seen people online and everywhere else, saying that they want to lose fat, but then their actions don't align to it. And so they continuously feel like they're dieting all the time. But in reality, they're actually not dieting at all and they're not in a calorie deficit because they can't stick to it. So if now's not the right time for you to be in a calorie deficit because you're just really struggling to stick to that, then be honest with yourself and say, it's not a priority right now. I want to focus on maintenance. I want to get stronger and I want to work on other areas of my life. And then when you feel, you're ready to actually commit to it, then go into a deficit. But there's no point trying to go into a deficit time and time again and just going in circles and like falling off track every weekend or every second day.
Yeah, and you'll get far better results with that honesty with yourself as well, because there's nothing wrong with being at maintenance and working on strength and muscle gain and all that sort of stuff. Your metabolism's going to be better off for it, and when you actually do commit to a shred, you're going to get better results because you've prepped yourself for it. So that sounds like really good advice.
Thanks, Ross. I do think it's super important for people to understand the importance of being at maintenance. And for a lot of you need to work with a coach to find that maintenance and to find that good balance. Because so often people will go through a fat loss phase, then they leave their coach if they had a coach, and then they go back to what they were doing before. So they not only, gain the weight back, sometimes they gain more weight back, or they just have no idea what maintenance looks like because they're always so used to being in a deficit and then going the complete polar opposite. And I am speaking from experience on that.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, maintenance will be a lot harder than the shred. Actually sticking to maintenance can be quite challenging. So, if you get good at doing that, it's actually a really valuable skill to have.
I agree, yeah, because people are so conditioned to want to be in a deficit and want to always lose fat. It's like, well, what do I do after? And the results at maintenance are minimal, if any, compared to someone in a deficit or someone in like a surplus, because maintenance by definition is, staying around that maintenance. You're not going to lose significant amounts of fat. You're not going to gain significant amounts of muscle. So it really depends on your goals and your time frame. For many people, they would benefit from just staying at maintenance and getting a good relationship with themselves and food and feeling comfortable and confident in their own skin. Cool. So next up, I will throw in a tip for something I've been finding to help me. On the last couple of weeks of prep so far, I've been really focusing on my fiber intake. Fiber helps with digestion, it can help with satiation, and I've been loving hitting, honestly, I've been hitting about 30 grams a day each day, making sure that I'm spacing that fiber out across a day, not just having it like in one meal. I'm getting my fiber mainly from things like oats. If I have sweet potato, then that chia seeds, I'm absolutely obsessed with currently. It's a new food phase for me. Raspberries, I'm absolutely loving as well. So, fiber has had some studies done around it to to help with the reduction of belly fat. Of course, we can't spot reduce, but there is new research around that. And I just wanted to make sure I was getting an adequate amount of fiber. And of course, that's going to vary on the individual based on how many calories they're on. Do you have anything to add on fiber? I know you're quite good with gut health and things.
Yeah, I guess making sure you're getting adequate fiber. What I really recommend, though, is making sure that you're picking foods that you enjoy, obviously, that still fit within your goal. So you don't want to make sure that it's not a free-for-all. It's not an excuse to go have McDonald's and things like that every day. But making sure the foods that you do pick are ones that you enjoy, so you find it easier. You're obviously going to, stick to the adherence more if you're enjoying what you're actually eating. So that's a really key tip.
Yeah, I think adding on to that as well, you know what? You're not going to be able to fit all your favorite foods into your calorie deficit, especially if you're less active, you're shorter, or you've got a specific time frame. Like, it's just going to be unrealistic for you to try and fit in, you know, like a 1,000 calorie slice of cheesecake, factory cheesecake. So in that situation, finding lower calorie alternatives that you can still enjoy. So it might be swapping out fizzy drink for a zero calorie fizzy drink. It might mean that you're going to swap out your flat white for a black coffee with a sweetener, or I'm using a sugar-free drinking chocolate, swapping out that super crazy high calorie cheesecake for, you know, the mini cheesecake recipe that I posted on the Fit with Anjulie Instagram page. There's lots of lower calorie alternatives we can make that still enable us to enjoy the foods that we're eating without, you know, breaking the calorie bank and going completely crazy on it. So that's a great tip, Ross. Another thing is protein intake. We've talked about this a lot, but including protein with each of your meals throughout the day can not only be a way to make sure that you're getting in enough protein, but it can also help with satiation. So both Ross and I have protein with most of our meals, I would say.
Yeah,
pretty much most of our meals. And we have about 5 to 6 meals a day. That's what works best for us. We actually don't really meal prep. We kind of meal prep certain ingredients. Like, we have our carrots and our potatoes and chicken all pre-portioned, but we like to cook it fresh. That helps us enjoy our food more because we can cook it in the air fryer and just makes adherence a lot easier, as opposed to eating, you know, some boiled chicken breast that's been in the fridge for like 3 days or so. We just like to, you know, eat foods that we enjoy. Okay. Any other tips?
The last thing is just to remember is that shredding or losing body fat isn't just about what you eat or your movement. You also need to make sure you're sleeping properly, make sure that your stress is low, make sure that you're drinking your water. Because if you're undersleeping, your hunger hormones are going to be high. The same thing if you're overstressing, your hunger hormones are going to be high, which is going to make adherence harder, but it also inhibits fat loss processes as well. So make sure you're getting your 7 to 9 hours. Again, that will vary depending on the individual. Most adults need approximately 8, so generally the more sleep you get, the better.
Yeah, definitely. And adding to that about the water, I always find on the days that I am not drinking enough water, I actually am more hungry. Like, I'm way more peckish. And then when I think about, like, oh, why am I more hungry? Oh, it's because I haven't drunk enough water today. And I truly notice a big difference in that. So I always make sure I carry a water bottle with me everywhere that I go. And on the off chance, honestly, in the afternoons currently while I'm shredding, if I am feeling a little bit peckish and I haven't got macros for like an afternoon snack, I'll just sip on some BCAAs or some kind of a zero calorie drink. And that really helps just curb my appetite a little bit longer until dinner. And it's really just about recognizing what your goal is, remembering why you started, and then aiming to be consistent with that. Get into the calorie deficit, get out of the calorie deficit. It's not somewhere you want to live. And if you are listening to this and you're on the Anjulie Fit Squad and you are struggling to adhere to your nutrition, first of all, I want you to work through some of the YouTube videos I've sent you about sticking to, you know, handling your hunger in a deficit. I want you to go through some of the previous podcasts where we've talked about consistency, discipline, building that discipline, you know, fat loss tips and all of that. Work through all of that and then check in with me via email and let me know how you're going. Because if you know you're in the middle of moving houses, you've got 3 kids running around, you're really stressed because you've lost a loved one, and you've got all these different things happening, you know what? Maybe the best thing for you is just going to be focusing on training and being more mindful with nutrition and not being in a deficit. Like, it's okay to admit to yourself, like, you know what, I actually am not prioritizing fat loss right now. I just want to have a good relationship with food and get through everything else that I've got to get through. And that's when you can work with a coach to find that sweet spot of balance.
Yeah. As long as it's like, I guess the other key thing just to remember is that any deficit is going to be a little bit of a challenge. Yep. It shouldn't be extremely hard, but it will be a little bit hard.
Yeah, and we grow from stepping outside of our comfort
zone.
Yeah.
So as long as it's not extremely hard, if it's a little bit hard, that's normal. Like, if you're a little bit hungry during your shred, that's normal. Like,
Completely normal.
Just be mindful of that as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always going to be two sides to it. There's that side which is like, oh, you know, be kind to yourself, have this, have that. But then there's the other side, and that is the self-care side, in which it's like, no, you know what? You said you wanted to lose fat this year. You put this goal in place. You got a coach. You're paying for, you know, meal and training plans. So it comes down to you being accountable to yourself and what you set out to do, and then, you know, not making those excuses and actually doing what you said you'd do. So there's a fine line between, you know, going out to achieve your goals, being kind to yourself, and just going completely the other way. So
yeah, I guess it just comes back to that self-awareness around being effective with your goals. So yeah, obviously you don't want to be in a shred for a really long time, but it might be a little bit hard for 6 to 8 weeks or 12 yeah. weeks, or how long have you done it for. Just remember, it's such a short period of your life that afterwards you can get out of it, move to maintenance, and it'll be a lot easier going forward from there.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Great tips. Thank you, Ross. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Ross and I always say that we really want to get back into doing podcasts. So if you enjoyed this, please remember to share it on your stories. Give us a tag on Instagram. And also send me through any questions or any topics that you want Ross and I to cover on the podcast, because we do really love helping more of you slay your goals. And there's under 10 weeks left of this year. So if you are someone that set out this year wanting to achieve all these fitness goals, whether it's to lose fat, build muscle, get a better relationship with food, gain more confidence, send me a message on Instagram, head along to fitwithandjulie.com, sign up, I'll send you an email about your goals, and we can get started working together today. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
See you in the next one.